technology. Hello, this is Joe Tomlin for Fringe Review, and I'm here with Anna from Cirque La Poutica, part of the Czech showcase here at the Edinburgh Fringe. So, Anna, what's your full name?
My name is Anna Schmidt-Merová. Hi.
And could you tell us about your show, please?
It's a Batakio. It's contemporary circus with a bit of magic, some magic things and some acro stuff like aerial stuff and teeterboard or seesaw, jumping on the seesaw. And yeah, we are basically actors and gymnasts and dancers.
And the style of the acts and the design is very interesting. It's from a time gone by. Could you talk a bit about that, please?
This is quite a nice question because some people, they are talking about us Cirque La Poutica is the fashion circus, because our costume designer and makeup artist, she is wife of our main director of Cirque La Poutica, and she's doing all our shows really visually, so she really want to have personality on the stage, so that's why the costumes and that's why the colorful of each person.
So I noticed that everyone is a clown, it seems, in your show. Could you talk a bit about the clowning that you do? Because it's very subtle, and maybe about some of the other characters, because also it's a little different from what we're used to, and it's unusual and fascinating.
Well, I don't know if I'm clown. Probably yes, but I didn't realize it yet. Because it starts with the people on the very beginning, with the premiere. And till this, I don't know nothing about, I will make some jokes on the stage or something. It just came, and I'm really enjoying it. So it's something alive in the show, and it's always depends on the audience as well.
So it varies night by night or show by show?
Exactly.
Could you talk a little bit about how you got to be in Cirque La Poutica?
This is a really funny story because I studied Academy of Performing Art in Prague, so basically I'm actress, and I met our main director, Rostislav Novák, because he played with my mom in one show, and we met and we talked about the new circus, and okay, I really want to try something like this. I maybe can learn something. And that's how Cirque La Poutica came alive. So it was okay, let's try contemporary circus. And basically we learn everything from a very zero, aerial stuff, jumping on the seesaw. And it just became enjoying it with some adrenaline and other. It's a bit different than usual drama theater. It's with something in your stomach, you know. It's different. I like it.
And did you always work in the circus, or did you have some other career or job aspirations before you joined?
Yes, basically I started with Cirque La Poutica when I was in school on academy. But I'm playing in other theaters in Prague, drama theater and comedies and some musical shows. And of course, I made some few roles in films and series and something like that. So because I'm thinking that I will be totally crazy to doing just the circus.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How about in Prague? Is the theatre different from here that you've noticed so far in the UK or anywhere else you've travelled?
You mean contemporary circus or drama theatre?
Well, theatre in general.
In general?
Or contemporary circus. Are there differences or similarities?
I think we are trying to do the contemporary circus in Czech Republic, Cirque La Poutica, more theatrically, with more characters on the stage, a bit of some stories, relationships between each other on the stage. Mm-hmm. So this is quite different than the other companies in the world, I think. And that's what the people love, I think, on us. That's we are like thinking about contemporary circus a bit different way, because we love theater and we were like the base of Cirkla Putica are from theater, so maybe this is different.
So who develops the acts? I noticed there were a lot of vignettes, short pieces, and then some bigger acrobatic pieces, but do you all develop your own vignettes or short bits, or is there a director that helps you?
It was like the director came and he told us, okay, I really want to do, you will do this, and the point of the situation is something like this. And we were like, okay, so let's work on it. We work, and then he came again and said, okay, this is fine, this we will cut, this is nice, so put it somehow together, combine it. So everybody did everything, I think. And yeah, it was somehow like for a whole person in the performance was like the choreographies and the making the situations, and yes.
So what's your favorite part about being in Cercle Putica?
I really love the first situation when I'm singing. It's something like between cabaret and chanson and a bit of circus. So this is really nice because I can see the audience, how their faces and if they like it or not. So this is quite nice to watch them. And yeah, I think like when we've got the energy from the audience is always the best. So it's difficult to say which one exactly.
Okay. What about the other acts? Some of the people are quite specialized, some of the performers. Could you talk a little about how their characters come about? Because the characters are very interesting.
Like, I think this is quite nice because the director, he made with us another performance. It's 5 years ago, I think, and he met us there for first time, and he didn't know nothing about us, but from this performance he watched us like through the 5 years, and when we made this performance he know exactly what he want from us. So it was nice that he's like, okay, you will be like this, and it's like it rise from us, from our like insides of us. Yeah, so probably we are the each character is like a bit of personality inside each person.
As you're part of the Czech festival or Czech group here at the Edinburgh Fringe, are you in other shows, or how many shows are there other than your show?
Like on Fringe, I think we have five companies here. We are probably one contemporary circus, Cirkla Putica, and there are some other dancing groups like Lenka Wagnerova and company for 120 people. They are basically from Czech Republic, and Spitfire company with the winning performance Step Before the Fall, I think, and I don't remember exactly everybody, but I think like Czech groups in Fringe, they are like interesting for the audience.
Wow. And where are you going after this? Where does Cercle Putica go after Edinburgh?
So directly we are going to Germany with another performance from the same director, the first one, with Slapstick Sonata, and we will be there like for 1 week, and we will have double shows per day, so it will be probably exhausting, but finally we can have a fun.
Wow. Well, Anna, thank you so much for talking to us at Fringe Review. We really appreciate you taking your time, especially after your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I hope so. It's understandable what I